Shalosh Sivachai Sinai. Three different. Yeah, there are three different. Okay, we're up to Kalim Perikavdal Mishnah Tezayin. Shalosh Sivachai Sinai. There are three Sivachos nets. Nets for women. Women have Sivachos, they have nets on their hair. Shal Yalda, the young girl, Tumeyam Tumas Midos. So Yalda Tumeyam Tumas Midos. Shal Zakein Tumeyam Tumas Midos. The Shal Yoyt says Lachot Tarmiklum. So what does that mean exactly? Let's see over here. The Mishnah says Zayin. Shalosh Sivachos, Kippah Shenoisois Hanoshim Al Roshon Asuya Kein Reshes. A kippah, a hat that you put upon your head. Asuya Kein Reshes, like a net sheesh, but a kumdak which has a lot of small holes. Let's see, where do we see the picture? We're going to see the picture quickly. Hasvacha Mishameshes Kekisu Loresha Shalisha Isvacha is a certain head carving that is used for a svacha. For a head covering for a woman, umitzat tashmisha harehi kibegin mekabel stuma. It's a garment and mekabel stuma. We call it nukelim kashiv mishameshes gam liyishiva harehi gam tumei midras. It's also used for sitting down. Okay, so it covers a woman's hair. It's also used to sit down upon. Beperusha harishon kasa rav shesaveka sayalda ruya liyishiva mitame midras. When the young girls, when they're trying to take it off their head, they put it down on the floor and they lie down upon it. Avla svecha sazekena ifen asiyasa goyrem shalot yeruya liyeshiva, but the zekena it's not really yeshiva ve'ena mitame midras. Kasa Rambam perish mishnah shagodol nikvecha oitzuras asiyasa goyrem eslagach. So we do not know exactly why it's so, but the way they're made differently. And for a young girl, they're made in a way where it's comfortable to sit down upon. But for an old lady, it's not comfortable to sit down upon. Okay, fine. The parak of ches. Mishnah Tes, Kosar Rav, Sheesh Lizgain Asug Svacha, Shom Naisu Shom Kabul Tomas Midras. There's another one, there's another category, Ezm Kabul Tomah. Ule Perish Ata Sefta, Gam Svech As Yalda, Vagam Svech As Zakein, Ruyas Li Shiva, Bois Amida, Ela Shayalda, Makpedes Alts Svachta, Yalda's Makpid on Svachta, the Eina Yosheve Soleha, Yalda's makbit, and she doesn't sit down upon it. Ulekach ena mitam mitumas midras. Ulezakina ena makbit. It's v'lechein tzvachta mitam midras. Ulviat hasefta misveres hamishna bechav kas mitam tes b'mshudu v'shezvach hazakina mitam midras. Okay, that's a different whatever that is. It's not important going to all the protim. But basically, we have over here a tzvach. We have a net that is worn upon the head of a woman. It's a tichel.
I guess we have pictures of women in this book.
What's wrong with a woman?
They're going to put
him in a chair. Okay. Shal yoyt zeis luchutz. A woman is yoyt zeis luchutz. Soideh shenesnes nashim al roishno. A sudor that a woman wears when she goes outside into the street. Mavur b'rambam peperusha levishna shein ha'isha yichola lot zeis luchutz b'svacha shal roishno lefish shasara near a tachtav. A woman can go out just wearing the svacha because you can see the hair. Sar b'isha erva. A male, we have no choice but to cover the hair with a garment. Amnam bebeis bebayis motul loleches lekach. The chosav oed shesvacha shal yotzei chutz he svacha nesefes. He writes also shesvacha shal yotzei slechutz he svacha nesefes shenesenes al roishal shetetzei mibeis mibayis lebayis boisem mavoi. Svacha of Yoytzeis Luchutz, his Svacha Nosefesh, and his Tenes Al Roshah, Kishiyotetz, and Yibayis Labayis, in that Mavui. Fine. When she goes outside into the street, she wears this thing on her head. Amnon Loy Nispar Im Kei Madula Tikabul Tumas Kol Beget. Why not? Why then isn't a Beget? The Ulai, Sevechas Hayotzeis Luchutz, Adayin in the Kisu Gomor. It's not a Kisu Gomor. It's not a complete Kisu. Yichu Meduyik Beloshna Rambam, Shehi Choveshes, Oysol Luchotetz, and Yibayis Labayis, Goysa Mavui. Avol kishayotzeis l'shok, but when she goes out into the market, mechas roisha be. Beidus vechas hayotzeis l'chutz adayin in the kisui gomur. It's not a kisui gomur. Vanachshum duig b'loshen Rambam shehi choyveshes oisah. She covers her head l'chutetzei mibayis l'bayis ba'osim avi. Avol kishayotzeis l'shok mechas roisha be did. Shemechas l'gamri. So you only wear this, very strange. When you go out into the street, you go onto the bus, when you go out into Avenue J, then you have to wear something that's more tsanua, But when you go out into only in, onto the block among the neighbors, it looks like a robe. You ever see this? Women never knew this. All these halachas. I never knew these halachas. Women have robes. You ever hear that? You know what a robe is? A robe. They wear robes. They have a dress. Then they have, I don't know, a nightgown. So the robe, a woman will wear her robe on the block. Shabbos afternoon, she'll go out wearing her, they call it a robe. She'll go out among the neighbors, among the 3-4 houses on the block. She'll go next door, 2 houses down, she'll wear a robe. But she wouldn't go wear a robe to shul. She wouldn't go wear the robe on Avenue J. In the house she wears the robe, and she'll also wear the robe. She'll, in the house she'll wear a nightgown. She'll even wear something even less. But among the neighbors, she's comfortable enough to wear the robe. So that's what it's saying. This thing over here that she wears over here, it's not called the begad because she's not willing to wear this on Avenue J. She's not willing to wear this in shul. She's only willing to wear this among the neighbors, among the mavi. The male has a din of a begad arai. It's only temporary. It's not permanent. Male, it's not going to be mekabel. Not going to be mekabel Thomas begad. Okay, so let's chaz the whole mishnah. Shalosh tevachah is there are 3 tevachah. Shall yalt of a young girl. Tameh tumas midros. Because the young girl, she will lie down upon it and go to sleep upon it. B'shal zekena. A zekena tameh tameh meis. A zekena, she will not lie down upon it. A young girl. A young girl. A young girl.
So cover it?
What? She covers her hair.
Why is a yalda covered?
I guess so. In those ancient times, the Yalda also wore a snood. They wore a snood in ancient times. Young girls, they were tsanua. Like, that's what it says. They wore.
Okay. Shal zikena, go ahead.
Shal zikena, Yalda tamei tamei smidras. Shal zikena of an old lady, tamei tamei mes.
They won't sit on it, you mean? They won't sit on it?
They don't sit
on this above us.
A zakena does not sit. The zakena does not sit.
No, she's too big to sit on a
sevacha.
Probably.
On a sevacha, a zakena will not sit on a on. Right, she's not going to sit upon it. V'shal yoytzeis lachutz tarim neklum. And a woman who goes out into the street. So now lachutz means she goes out into the mavui. Not she's not because she wouldn't dare go out with this in Sharam, because the one that she goes out into the Rishus Sharam is called a regular beged, which is makabel to a regular tuma.
Right.
But the one that you only go out with into the street and into the, among the neighbors,
right,
is arai. It's temporary. Mm-hmm. It's temporary. Memeil it's tohar miklum. All right. Let's chaz the Rav. The Rav over here says. Mishnah Tezayin Tzivachas. What Tzivachas? Kiba Shanoisos Hanoshim Al Roshim is a kiba. There's a covering that a woman wears upon her head. Asuya Kain Reshes. It's a net. Sheyesh Bona Kavim Dakim Small Holes. Shli Yalda of a young girl. Royally Yeshiva. It's right to sit down upon. Hildach therefore. Tamei Midras is Tamei Tumas Midras. Vishal Zikena. Maasecha Muchich Moleha. Sheena Ruuyali Yeshiva. It's not really yeshiva. The way it's made in such a way where it's not right to sit down upon. Stira. We have a contradiction between the Mishnah and the Tosefta. The Mishnah says that of Zekena, it's not Tmei Midras. And here it says it's Tmei Midras. She'ein makedes olecha. Upam yoshev solecha. V'shal yalda
she'makedes.
So the shal zekena. So to Sefta Yishol Zakena Tanei Midras, she's not makbid upon it. She doesn't care. She doesn't care about it. The problem, therefore, she'll sit upon it. V'shal Yalda Shemakpid Esol Kelecha. Ain't also my mom put fakaret. Ah, he just wants to point out that we have a machlegis in the Girsah. No, it's the there. Shalosh Vachas. Our Mishnah says Shal Yalda Tanei Midras, V'shal Zakena Tanei Midras. But they said it's put fakaret.
Oh, so he says opposite.
It's the opposite. The to Sefta.
But that doesn't work out with the words.
In a chem, different gears.
Oh, they change it?
Different gears.
Also, they'll say that.
Shal zikena is tmeta midras. Why? Because you're not makhri alal, but upon yashos alecha, vishal yalda. But a yalda shemak pedes al kelecha, ain't yashavis lecha, hilkach tmea tumas meis. But of a yalda shemak pedes al kelecha, ain't yashavis tachlu tmea, it's going to be tmea tumas meis. Okay, so therefore it's machlokes what the correct gear says. V'shal yoytzei slachutz. What does that mean? Suder shenois nois hanoshim al roishon kishu yoytzei slachutz. A suder of that a woman puts upon her head when they goes out lachutz. V'yesh mefarshim yoytzei slachutz targoim zoyna hu nafko bara. That's what it means.
Bad.
It's a certain type of dress. Maybe they sell it on Avenue J somewhere. It's a certain type of svacha. Chashom, say that. Ir HaTorah. Lakewood is the Ir HaTorah. Yerushalayim is Ir HaKodesh. And Flapush is the Ir of Rabbi Shur.
Okay. That's good. I like that.
What does that mean? Targum zayna, nafka brosh goes out into the street. Kloimar sevachay shal zaynais to hayrais. Why is it hayrais? Lefiyusha einim chashuvas kli. They're not chashuvas kli. Perush ach period. Perush acher sevachay shenikru shenikruu. They have been ripped. The roiv sar yisha yotze, but the majority of the hair of the yisha can be seen. Sheinim nekablus roiv sar roisha, they cannot be mekabel roiv sar roisha shel yisha. So this is going to be tamei. It's going to be tohara miklum. Since it cannot be, it's not a proper covering for woman's hair. It's not called a utensil. It's not called a beged. It doesn't serve a function. The purpose of a garment is to serve a function to cover your body. Since this garment does not properly cover the majority of the hair of the woman, it's not called a proper garment. Maybe it's going to be tohara miklum. Okay. So we have over here three different types of svachas. Let's chaz the mishnah with clarkite. Shalosh svachas is saying there are three different types of nets that are used to cover the hair of a woman. Right. A woman's hair is erva. Shel yalda, of a young girl. Temea tumas midras. Because this sometimes, in addition to being used to cover the hair, is also used to sit upon it. Shel zikena, temea tumei meis. Because the zikena, the way it's made, according to the Rav, the way it's made, the way it is fashioned, the Rav, either the holes are too big, too small, it's not comfortable. The mitzvah says a zakena does not sit down upon their sheitel. Mimela, it's not called a midrus, but it's still called a kli. Mimela, it's tamei tumas meis. The shal yoytze slachutz, which either means a garment, a type of head covering which is used, which is a temporary type of garment. When you'll go out among your neighbors, you'll put it on your head, but it's not something that is bakovedik to actually take out into the street, into the Rosh Hashanah Mamish. So that does not have the chashivas. That is not of the chashivas of a real garment. So that is tohoira miklum. You don't sit down upon it, and it's not choshev enough to wear it on a permanent basis. So it's not called the bag, it's not called the midrash, so it's tohoira miklum. Or according to the other perushas of the Rav, it's a suda that's used by a zoyna. So it's not choshev beged. Well, according to the other parish of the Rav, it's something which is not. It's ripped. It's ripped in its majority, and it's not able to sufficiently contain the hair of a woman.
Okay.
So clarkite.
Yes.
Okay. Now we go to Mishnah Yitzayin. Shalosh kupos. Same three kupos. Number one is mehu mehuha. Hey mehuha. That's a new word. You ever heard that word before? A mehuha shenidla al habiriya. Holchen achar habuya, kitana al hagadoyla, holchen achar hagadoyla, hayushavis, holchen achar hap nimis. Rabbi Shimon Amir af moznaim shenidla al shulia mechaim, befnim tome mechutz tar tloya, shaltsida be mefnim mechutz tar. Wow, this is going to be a hard Mishnah. So let's get started. Let's go to all the pictures. Number one is mechua. Shenidla al shetoleha. Shetiloya al habriya. Okay, mechua shetiloya al habriya holchen achar habriya. Kupa mechua shenechlash orag hakonim shelo. Kupa briya shorag hakonim shelo chazok. This one is strong. This one is weak. This one is weak. This one is strong. So what appears is, you notice how it expanded when the weave loosens up, expands. Contracts. So this one is cholosh, nechlash, cholosh.
It's been used. It's
like me, haggard. Everything is all over the place. This is you. This is chazok. Wake up like a mamish. I don't think I ever in my life saw, this is on the record, it's on the record, for the record. I don't think I ever in my life saw a purse that's mechayim what it says in Shulchan Aruch, yiskaber ka'ari. You get up like, unbelievable, you get up 6 o'clock, you get up like are we?
What are you talking?
Kishmoy kachu. Arye sha'og mila yira.
Okay, that can we learn?
No, this is on. This
world here?
The whole world. Even in the furthest, the most remote location of the world, can hear the godless Arye Roth.
You're trying to learn and you're making jokes.
It's not a joke.
Okay.
This is chozok. You see how it's compressed?
Right.
The reason why it's compressed is because strong. Everything is strong. And this is shvach. Now here we show you, now it shows, let's say you take one of the strong guys, one of the weak ones, and you put it in the strong guy. Hiknes hakupa hamuhuha, besuch hakupa habriya. Also muhuha means weak. Now we've learned that at Yisoid. Muhuha means muhuha. Muhuha means weak. It means shvach. Mm-hmm. Look what it says over here. Yudches mehuha meloshon tohu vavohu. Okay.
Tohu vavohu is like emptiness.
Emptiness. A person is bewildered. Instead of bewilderment over the, is an astonishment over the emptiness of it. Tohu vavohu. Okay. Meloshon tohu vavohu. So you take the kupa mehuha and you insert it into the kupa beria. Like those words.
Yes.
The kupa mehuha. And now they become one. They become one. The mehuha goes into the briyah.
Mm-hmm.
Now that the two have become one, on the we say the mehuha becomes tuffel. I put the mehuha in the briyah. You think you do it the other way around, right? You think that you put the smaller one in the big one, that's why you do put over the one in the tefillah. So now that you put in the muhuha, we say that tefillah mu lebriyah v'holchem achar habriyah. Okay, so it becomes tofel. It becomes tofel. The ikah becomes now the outer one. Shatfillah muhuha lebriyah v'holchem achar habriyah. Im hoysa habriyah v'tohira. So if the briyah is tohira, if the briyah is tohira, hakol tohar. Okay, so this is tohar. Im choysa habriya tohira hakol tohar. Ve'afil choysa muhua tmeya mikoydem. So if the briya was im choysa habriya tohira, if the briya, I'm all confused. Shtei hakupos le'achas.
Shtei kupos le'achas. They came together.
Onu oimim she'atfeilo hamuhua. The muhua becomes tofel to the briya.
Good.
The whole chmacher habu follow the briya. Im choysa habriya tohira. Let's say this was tame.
Good.
Hakol tar.
Good.
Ve'afilu choysa muhua tmeya mikoydem. The tumah departs because now becomes tofel to the briya. Oh wait, because this becomes tafel to the briya. The briya was tar, this was tame. But when you put the muhua in the briya, it becomes tafel, and it takes on the status of the briya, the strong one. Im hoysa briya tameya hakol tame. Vafilu hoysa maga hamuhua tame. This becomes tafel to the briya. Okay, so we got now, even though shakuba muhua he pnimis. Oh, you'll say the one that's muhua is the one that's inside. Ugidoila. Look, it's larger. It's larger. So fail he the kupa briya doesn't make difference. It's tough to the kupa. It's kupa briya. It's tough. It becomes tough. Okay. Okay. Next. 7:43. Ketana ala gedola holch nachah gedola. Nu ma. So here we have now.
It's only bigger than him lengthwise.
Right, lengthwise because it's weak.
It's not bigger.
No, it doesn't expand. It only expands out probably because it expanded. Very likely because it expanded upwards, it shrunk in size. That's the nature. The nature is that when it expands this way, it's not like people. People, they expand this way and they get shorter.
Very good. Excellent.
But baskets, they get
skinnier and taller.
They get skinnier and taller, right? Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's better be a basket than a person. That's the most honest.
Yeah, I guess so. Profound words. Yesterday you also said something very profound. What did you say that was very profound yesterday?
Come on, I gotta leave early today.
A kupa kitana and a kupa gidoila. We have over here a kupa kitana, kupa gidoila, shtei kupos shavos b'chazukan. Two boxes equal in their they're equal. They're both the Zelmazach. They're both Chozok.
But one's a small one.
Father and son.
Go ahead.
Okay, we have the Gedol and the Ketana. Now we take the Hichnis as a Kupa HaKetan, Lusuch HaKupa HaGedol of Yosel Kupa Achas. We take the Ketana, we put it to the Gedol, and then it becomes one. Hichnis as a Kupa HaKetan, Lusuch HaKupa HaGedol of Yosel Kupa Achas. Kupa Gedol is the Iker, Kupa Ketan is the Tzela. Achshav Shnatsu HaKupa Slechas, and when we say Shetvila HaKetan HaGedol, we say that the Ketan is Tofel to the Gedol. The whole thing achar hagedola imagedola tohara hakol tor imagedola tamei hakol tamei. Okay, so now everything depends upon the gedola. Iku becomes the gedola. Iku becomes the outer one. The outer one is the gedola. The katana becomes tavol. Same exact principle that we had before. Is that good?
The gedola is the iku.
Right. So if whatever status gedola is the katana. Aval pisha kupa katana pnimis vakupa gedola achitzon is tefila katana gedola. Okay, no problem. Now what about afkesha gedola nukuv? Oh, now is a chiddush. What happens if the gedola is perforated? The gedola is damaged. Look at this.
It's not a shalom.
It's not shalom. Afkesha gedola nukuv of ina klif. Now adayin he ikur. It's adayin he ikur. The katana tofel and the katana is tofel. The kevon shagedola nukuva. Since the gedola is nukuva. Since the gedola is nukuva v'tohara. The gedola is perforated, utahira, hakol tar. Everything is tar. Vafilu haketana, even the katana. The avkesh hagedola nekuva ve'en akli, adayin he ikar. It's still called the ikar. Avkesh hagedola nekuva ve'en akli, adayin he ikar. Haketana tafel v'kevun shagedola nekuva ve'tara hakol tar. Vafilu haketana. So once it's nekuva, it loses the status of the utensil and it's tahar. After gedolim nekuva in nekliya, so it's adayin. Even though so when it gets nekuva, memel it loses the status of a kli. It's tahar automatically. It's automatically tahar. If you have a utensil that's perforated, larger than the size of a rimon, no longer can hold the rimon, so it becomes tahar. So the larger one in this instance is tahar because it's perforated. So we would say, oh, in this instance, since it's perforated, we should no longer apply the rules of bittul. We should say that the ketana does not become bottle to the gedola, kamash malan. Even in this instance, the ketana becomes bottle to the gedola. Got it?
Got it.
Okay. So we did all this. Now let's go to the next picture. Okay. Next picture. Next picture is Hayut Shavos Holchem Achar Haprimis. Let's say exactly the same.
Shtei kupa shavos.
Shtei kupa shavos b'chodes near strand. Hakchayechnes kupa achas l'sech hashniya. It's the same shavos, and the tops are exactly the shavos. The pnimis ikar v'chitzon tefil. So then we say the ikar is the inside one, the outside one. That's what we halach is. Achshav shenasu shtei kupos l'achas. Anoimim shetfeila hachitzoyna l'pnimis. In this instance, where they're exactly the same, and they both come to the same exact height, we say the tefila. Anoimim shetfeila hachitzoynis. Achshav shnasu shtei kubos lachas anu amu say shetfeila chitzayna lipnimus. The arrow becomes bottle to the inner one. The holchem achar apnimus, and we go follow the apnimus bein lutuma bein latayra. The kosaf hamishnach roina ve'ateres yisrael shemalus apnimus ala chitzaynus. What is the maila of the apnimus ala chitzaynus ubzeh shemakoyim? So the reason why the pnimis comes in is because that's what you use. Since when they're exactly the same, they're the same exact height, the same exact strength, the ikur makom of tashmish is the inside, so the pnimis becomes the ikur. Okay? So in a new case, A and B are exactly the same strength, exactly the same. Okay? They are exactly the same, and you put one in the other. So in this instance, what becomes the ikur? The ikur becomes the inside.
Right.
And the outside is the tafel. The nail, right. If the inside is tamei, everything is tamei. If the inside is tar, everything is tar.
Right.
This, unlike the previous two cases, we always said the outside becomes the ikur. The reason why the outside becomes the ikur in the previous two cases was because they're not the same. When they're not the same, the outer one is what becomes, or really, I shouldn't say not the same, is because in the outer one over here, the strong one, the bari, you have a bari and a tafel, so the bari is always the ikar. And in this case, there's a girl and a cut, and the girl becomes the ikar. Okay, so it happened to me in these two cases, it happened to me that the outer one is the ikar because either it's bari, it's chazak, or because the outer one is godol. Either it's godol or it's chazak, right? That's what makes the outer one the ikar, and the inner one, and the other one becomes the other one. In this case, with exactly the same, then we said the inner one becomes the ikar. Good?
Uh-huh.
Next case. Kaf. Maznayim shetileha Shetulecha Shal Shulei Hamechayim. Okay, we have over here Hatali. What's a Tali? Tali is a patch. Amecham Mipnim Tamei Mevuchutz Tar. How in the world could you know this picture without the picture book? It's impossible. Okay, we have over here the Mecham. We have over here a pot. Look at this. Wow, it looks like a pot of Yeshiva pot. They have pots like this downstairs in the dining room. Big pots. They serve punch in there. Punch. They serve chocolate milk. I wouldn't advise you drink it because every time I drink it, I get a stomachache. I'm not saying anything about the yeshiva. It's not their fault. It's good for maybe young little boys. That's poison. Okay. They have soup also. They have soup. Big pots of soup. On the top is all this thick layer of fat. Okay, so yeah, we have this big pot. The mecham tar. Tachtes hamecham mehuha. The bottom is very hot. It's very weak. It's mehuha. It's cholosh because when mecham oesh mishnachroine kaf hamoznaim ikor vakli kulu tame. What's the kaf moznaim? The kaf moznaim he kli bari. What do you put it on top? Hatli esakaf. Hitli esakaf ikarkus. Hitli esakaf. What does that mean? The karkus hamecham bifnim. You put this piece of metal on the bottom. I don't know what's going on here. Kaf moznayim. A kaf moznayim, this is scale. A kaf moznayim is a scale, right. So you're taking this, it says that the kaf moznayim is klibari. Hidli es a kaf, the karkas, hidli you put a kaf, the karkas hamecham bebefnim. So I guess this pot is on its last leg. That's what it seems to be happening. The bottom is very weak because it's being worn out by the intense heat. The intense heat is causing the bottom of the pot to become perforated, to become a cholosh. So you have to mechazik it. Mechazik. We make a dinner. We make a Shabbos of chizuk. Everyone should come to the community. Everyone should come and give.
The mayor.
So we take over here, we bring out the big guns. We bring out all the big rashivas, they have to come. This is called the kaf moznaim. Okay, so the kaf moznaim come, and then we put them in the pot. And we line them up. Right? This is the real world. This is, everything is in the Mishnah. Everything. Ali say this of life.
Yeah.
The pot is all worn out. It's bleeding. It's bleeding. So how do you solve the problem? You cook all the rashivas. You take the kaf moznaim, you put them in the pot. So you mechazik the bottom of the pot. Right? Isn't that what it says here?
So you're putting it as a liner on the bottom of the pot.
Right, exactly. So here we have the kaf moznaim kilibari. Kaf moznaim shahoysa tmeya. Hitli means you patch. A tali is a patch. Es a kaf.
Sometimes you do it inside, sometimes you do it outside.
You gotta talk to the master welder, the guy that has all the kelim and welds it together. So in this situation, the mecham is the ikar v'yakaf tzeila v'yakli kulutar. But let's say in this case, so the kaf is tome, and now we're getting a clerk on here. What's going on over here? Ah, gewaldic. He's just showing two, now I understand. Gewaldic, look what's happening over here. The mecham is tar. The mecham is tar. Tar, tar. Okay, the bar. This zach is tame. Now, I'm going to use this as a patch to fix the pot. So if I put the patch on the inside, then it becomes, this becomes the ikar, this becomes the tofel, the whole pot becomes tame. But if I put the patch on the outside, then the pot remains the ikar, and the patch remains the tafel, and the patch becomes tar. Got it?
No, I wasn't really comprehending.
I have a pot.
Yeah.
The common denominator is the pot is tar.
The pot is tar.
Tar. And the patch is tame.
Right.
And now I'm going to merge them. We're going to merge them. If I put it on the inside,
yeah,
the pot then this is the ikar, and this becomes a tafel, the whole pot becomes tame.
If it's on the outside.
If I put it on the outside, then the pot remains the ikar, this is the tafel, everything is tar.
Okay.
All depends how you patch the pot. If you patch it by putting it on the inside, or you patch it by putting it on the outside. If you go inside, then it's tummy. Go on the outside, then it's tar.
The inside is the important part.
If you put it on the inside,
like over here, that's it. Everything, that's what we're learning in this Mishnah.
Kishahatali es hakaf mibifnim, when you put the kaf on the inside, yesh.
Kaf usually a spoon, not a.
Kaf maznaim, we have it all over. It's a scale, it's a plate of metal. That's how we describe it. It's a plate of metal. A plate of metal. So you got it?
Yeah.
The pot is tar.
Yeah.
I'm putting a plate of metal. Either on the inside or the outside. Kishat li esakaf. Maybe when I put it on, I patch it on the inside. Yesh lekaf shtei yisroinois. Yesh lekaf shtei yisroinois. Al tachte samechan. You have now two advantages. Yesh lekaf shtei yisroinois. Al tachte samechan. You have two advantages. On the bottom of the mechan. Stay Yisroi Nois Al Tach De Samechem. What does it mean? Kishet Lias HaKaf Mibifnim Yesh Le Kaf Stay Yisroi Nois Al Tach De Samechem. Kaf Hamaznayim Pnimis. Kaf Hamaznayim Pnimis.
It has two pluses.
Two pluses?
Two pluses.
When you put it on the inside. Kishet Lias HaKaf Mibifnim Yesh Le Kaf Stay Yisroi Nois Al Tach De Samechem. What does that mean? Kaf Hamaznayim Pnimis.
Yeah.
Tachtis. Hamecham chitzoina. The oid shakaf was naim b'riyat strong. The tachtis hamecham who it's weak. But they choy ma'esh v'alkein holchem achar akaf avol kashatliya sakaf b'chutz. She'en le'ilu as ha'maylu ha'bori that it's strong. B'lvad ein holchem achar echol k'neged hamecham shu'choshev yoyser.
What's the two? What's the two in the inside?
Kaf was naim p'ni. It's on the inside.
Yeah.
The tachtis hamecham chitzoina. And I don't know. I really can't figure out what to say. But it basically means this idea.
Yes.
When this goes on the inside, the myla is on the inside. It becomes very strong. It's very strong, and it becomes the ikur. This is the metzias. When you put it on the outside, it's a patch. When you put it on the outside, it's shachanisis.
Right.
Okay. No. Okay. Next case. Let's say tali al tzida bein b'vnim b'vnim. But let's say instead of putting it on the bottom, you put it on the side. You know, this looks like a tire. Right? If a tire gets a hole in the very, very bottom, can you repair it?
Yes.
Gets a hole on the side, can you repair it?
No.
This is all bizarre. So you're going to make the patch on the outside, make a patch on the inside, you repair it. The question is, but now let's say, if you put it in, but let's say the side now here, mecham is tar, hitli esakaf al doifen ha mecham, on the doifen, on the inside. So doifen ha mecham bari, holchem achar ha mecham, holchem achar ha mecham. If you do it on the inside, then doifan hamecham bari holchem achar hamecham vaklitar. But when you put it on the outside, hitli esakaf al doifan hamin b'chutz mecham tar holchem achar hamecham vaklitar doifan hamecham bari. Doifan hamecham bari hamecham hu chashuv v'chem chol oifan. That's the key word. Shehu holchem achar hamecham doesn't count.
What's going on? If you put, there's a mecham too.
But here you're putting the patch on the bottom.
Yeah.
Either on the inside or the outside. Here you're putting the patch on the side.
No.
It doesn't make a difference if you put the patch on the outside or on the inside. You always follow the pot. The pot is tar, finished. In this case, it doesn't make a difference where you put the patch. You put the patch on the inside.
On the side, it doesn't make a difference where you put it. Inner or outside,
tar.
Goes after the pot.
Goes after the pot. But in the case of you putting the patch on the bottom,
right.
then it makes a difference.
If
you put it on the inside, we follow the patch.
Right.
It becomes the ikar. If we put it on the outside, we follow the pot and it is tar. Okay?
Good.
That's the Mishnah. I think we finished the whole Mishnah. Let's chazer inside. Let's chaz the Mishnah. All the Rav, a lot of Ravs. Shalosh kupos. We did the kupos. Shalosh kupos. There are two different kupos. There's a mahuha. A mahuha. What's the mechuha? Is a weak one. A weak one. Here's the weak one. It's an expanded. It expanded. Shetiloya al habriya. Shetilo means you used it as al habriya. You made it a patch to the strong one, which means shetiloy means you put it. You put this inside the bari. You took this and you pushed it in this one, and the result is this. Write this picture. Holken achar haberia, we follow the baria. And what is the halacha? The halacha?
The halacha.
And we follow the baria.
Okay.
What is the halacha? This is going to be.
Well, if that's tahar, what is this? Tahar or tahar?
Holken achar haberia, then this is going to be.
Whatever the bria is, I don't know.
And the bria is
tahar.
Whatever it is, it doesn't make a difference if it's tahar or tameh. We follow the bria. Yeah. Let's say in case kitana al hagidoyla, we take the kitana and we put the al hagidoyla, we put the kitana inside the gedoyla. Al hagidoyla holchen achar hagidoyla. The gedoyla is tameh. Everything is tahar or tameh. You follow the gedoyla. Hayu shavois. But let's say they were exactly the same, and we pushed one in the other, right? Chayu Shabbos, Holchin Achar HaPrimus. We follow the inside. The inside becomes the Yikar. So to review, in this case, we follow the outside, which is why do we follow the outside in this case? Because the outside is Chazok. In this case, we follow the outside. Why? Because the outside is Godol, is larger. In this case, we follow the inside. Why? Because the inside is the Ikar Tashmish. The Ikar Tashmish, they're exactly the same. When they're exactly the same, we follow the inside. Rabbi Shimon says, Kaf Maznayim, a Kaf Maznayim, which means we have this Kaf Maznayim, Shetiloya al Shuli HaMecham Bibifnim, which we inserted, we're going to translate the word Shulamit, we insert it as a patch, al Shuli HaMecham Bibifnim on the inside, on the inside, Tomei. The whole pot becomes tameh. If this patch is tameh, and we put it inside, the whole pot becomes tameh. Mibachutz. If we put it on the outside, we weld it to the outside, tahar, because then it's not the ikar. Taloya al tzida. If we put it on the side, baby bifnim, baby bachutz, tahar. Gevaldik. Got the whole Mishnah.
Excellent.
There'll be no way to learn this Mishnah without these pictures. Let's cast the Mishnah again. Shalosh kubah in boxes. Mohuha. A new vocabulary word.
Right.
To add to your lexicon.
Right.
Mohuha.
A weak one.
A weak one. Why is it weak? Because it's weak because it's stretched
out.
And the assert of wrath. A human being is the opposite of a bastard. A human being, when they become old, they become fat and short. A bastard becomes tall and loose. They become tall and thin. Wow, it's a very interesting analogy.
Very good.
It's very Musa Haskell.
Yeah. Let's keep on going. We want to finish.
The Mechua, Shetuloya al Abriya.
Yeah.
You got to tell me what's the story. Okay, Shetuloya al Abriya. Holchanacha Abriya. We're not going to talk to the Rav. Unless you go. Let's chaz the Mishnah before you go. We'll do the Rav tomorrow. Chaz the Mishnah. Take away Shdavah Shalem. Shalosh Kubos Mechua, Shetuloya al Abriya. The Mechua that's been patched al Abriya. You put this into this. You put this into this. Holchan Acher Habriya. We follow the Bria, the strong one. Ketana al Gedoyla. Holchan Acher Hagedoyla. We follow the Gedoyla. Hayu Shavos Holchan Acher Primus. We follow the inside.
Right.
Two, they're exactly the same.
Correct.
One or the other. We follow the inside. Because that's Ikar Tashmish.
Rabbi Shimon
says, Kaf Maznayim.
Yeah.
Tomei, this is
right.
Tomei. Pad is Tahar.
Right.
Pad is Tahar.
Right.
And this is Tomei. Kaf Maznayim. Shetuloya ala Shuli HaMecham. On the bottom. It depends.
HaMecham
of the pot. If it's Mibifnim,
Tomei.
You put this inside.
Yeah.
Ganso Pad is Tomei. Mibachutz.
Tahar.
The ganso Pad is Tahar. Taloya al tzida, you put it on the side, either on the inside or the outside. Al tzida, then b'frim and b'chutz tahar. Okay, tomorrow we do the Rav.
Shkoyach.
Gevaldik the Mishnah. We did two Mishnahs.
Right.